Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Tuesday. Going to be hot as hell out there. I mean, like, for the foreseeable future, this is going to be pretty bad. So, do what you got to do. Be careful. I'm not going to be the person I always make fun of, like, dress lightly and wear layers. And, like, you know what to do.
Stay in the shade.
You know what to do when it's 100 degrees, as little as you can. Weird day today. Let me just take it from my vantage point, although it's been worse for other people. I had an important thing I had to do this morning. It took up my entire morning, a big Zoom thing, and so I didn't get to do my usual stuff to prepare for the show, and then found out that Rach, my right-hand man, is down for the count with some sort of an illness.
Ugh.
So send your nice thoughts to her. She's kind of struggling at home right now, and we're off tomorrow because we have a 2:10 Cardinals game, so she gets an extra day to recover.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
Just like what the Cardinals try to do, too. They get the day off before the day off, so you get the double day off. Yeah,
exactly. And then my ass is out on the AstroTurf tonight playing a 9-inning game.
You're just lucky it's 7:15.
No. Yeah.
If that's like a 5 o'clock game, you're miserable.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I'll be real happy at 7:15.
No, I'm going to be honest with you.
Still going to be miserable.
I'm going to be honest with you. It's still going to be hot, and it's still going to be more than you're used to. But having done day games and evening games all summer for the last 12 years, coaching anyway, once the sun starts to set, it's noticeably better every time.
So what I'm used to is being at home on my couch with a gummy watching the news.
Yeah,
so you're saying it'll be different than that.
So you're going to be like, ugh.
It'll be substantially different
than
that.
You're going to be out in the field doing the Amy Shoulders thing.
Well, the good news is that I've seen him. He's been drinking water nonstop for like 3 days. Like you say, Kevin.
Yeah, Dave, that's not water in that cup.
To really prepare for the...
I'm not sure what Red Bull does to you, but...
Dehydrates you, so good
perfect.
Luck.
Yay.
Load up.
So we have a lot of guests today. Scotty Warman's going to join us. Mark Cantor will be here at 2 o'clock. Ricky Horton, Brad Young. Then we have the Think Tank coming up at 4 with Jeff Smith and Judge Tom Frawley. So pretty packed.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Pretty packed.
Good times.
All our friends are here.
Yeah. What could possibly go wrong?
What could go wrong?
By the way, if you're used to watching us on the stream, we don't have the stream today because Rach is the stream queen, and it just backed up on us, and so we're going to take the day off of that, and we'll be back at it on Thursday with the stream and
double,
Rach.
Double day off.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Then I have an abbreviated day on Thursday.
If you want to see what we look like while we're doing the show, just bring up a picture of us from the Facebook and then just look at it while you listen on the app or on 104.1.
If you want to see what I look like and you've never seen me, just make a fist and put a couple of googly eyes on it. And that's what I look like.
Yeah, just don't forget the goatee.
Mm-hmm.
Draw a little goatee.
For me, just take whatever teddy bears you have in the house and just take all the fluff out of one of them and stuff it into the other one. There you go.
What do you think make of the big Colbert thing last night when he had Jon Stewart and Jimmy Fallon? Did you see that?
Like, I saw it on the Twitter today.
Yeah, they were all in the audience. And I think I get why they're doing this. If I lost my show or Reardon lost his show and we thought it was BS, I can imagine going to support Mark and hopefully he would come to support me. But I think they're protesting a little much. Like, maybe this has something to do with Trump. Maybe it has something to do with the merger and Trump getting rid of the deal.
Sure.
But when you're losing $40 million a year, it's kind of tough to be righteously indignant.
Totally agree. Like, even if those other factors are at play,
yes,
it's not like you can criticize a company for going, yeah, that show's losing us a lot of money and it doesn't have the viewers that we need it to have.
And I don't think he's shooting himself in the foot or anything because
he
doesn't care. But Trump has given them exactly what they want by going on Truth Social and being like, yep, it was me. I did it.
Did he do that?
I told them they should. He's like strongly implying that he gets credit for the firing of Colbert because he rose a stink about it.
Yeah. And again, regardless of whether that impacted or not. And look, sure, I'm not an idiot. Maybe it did. But you don't really have a case when you're underperforming. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I know Dove, sports guy here, but you know, your job is to produce and to make money for your team, for your company. And when you're not, don't be surprised if they find the first excuse to move on.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're losing tens of millions of dollars a year for your company, you're not in a position of strength.
I mean, if that's been happening on the regular for even a few years, that's a couple hundred million dollars down the drain. Now, again, CBS is a big, big multi-billion dollar business, but still, that's still...
I think what
the expectation
really is,
wouldn't be keep losing money.
This is the notification that late night television is officially on hospice.
I would say so. I haven't watched late night TV in any form for
20 years.
It's not as long for me, but it's 10,
yeah,
15 almost.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
especially
watch Saturday Night Live.
If something does happen, you have the highlights on your phone.
I saw all of that on Twitter this morning. Yeah. I didn't have to watch. And in real time, what would I rather be doing? I'd rather be playing video games. I'd rather be watching stuff streaming on the 9 services or whatever it is that we have, right? I mean, like, there's no reason to watch canned jokes that are playing to that particular audience. I don't watch real time with Bill Maher. I used to watch that. I don't now because I know I'm going to see whatever matters. I'm going to see anything that's newsworthy on Twitter. Or somebody's going to send it to me or whatever. Right? It's just those things are not that appealing anymore and when you have 100 options for that time period.
Yeah. So, as I said, I apologize. I'm a bit ill-prepared, but I had a busy morning doing something. But I see that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, after saying a couple weeks ago, oh, we should release all the Epstein files. Then he said, oh, we should release all the credible Epstein files. And then he was blocking a vote to release the Epstein files. Now, as I understand it, he shut down the entire House until
September. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't have to release the Epstein files.
Yeah.
Tell me you're worried about the Epstein files without saying you're worried about the Epstein files.
Well, is he worried about that or is he worried about angering his boss?
Oh, I'm sure of that. I'm sure.
Right. I mean, I don't know that he's that worried about what's in the files. He may be more worried about getting crap.
There are three basic possibilities to my way of thinking. Either Trump is featured in the Epstein files and he knows it and he's doing everything he can to avoid it. Or he's not featured, but someone he cares about is.
Other powerful people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if neither of those are the case, then I don't get it. Like, if I was accused of something that I'm not good for, and you're like, give me all the records of when you embezzled money from Odyssey, you got it. I'm innocent of this. You can have anything you want, because everything's going to point to me being innocent.
Right.
But if I start hedging my bets, it's going to tell you something.
I mean, that's why openness and transparency in anything related to the government, barring something that endangers lives, right? Like when you're talking about national security or whatever, that transparency matters across the board, period, the end. When you hide things, that leaves the rest of us to invent our own stories and explanations.
Yes.
And I think the way you outlined it is right. I don't know that there's a viable third explanation. other than there's nothing there. Well, if there's nothing there, then you just show everybody there's nothing there, right? Mm-hmm.
And I think the stuff that Trump is doing, because it's just what it is, like releasing the MLK files, which just pissed off a whole bunch of people, including the MLK family. Now, there's a lot of unsavory stuff about MLK.
Sure.
And they don't want that stuff coming out, especially without any context to it. So it just seems to me like he's saying, hey, group of people, MAGA, ultra MAGA, whoever that is, I can't give you the Epstein files, but I'll give you some cookies. How about the MLK file? That'll be fun for you, right?
Yeah.
You can read all this unsavory stuff about MLK.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to work.
Well, what purpose is that serving at this point?
Well, you're also showing, it's like, I don't need analogies. The people who are listening to us right now are smart. But it's like, so you're telling me that you can do this. You're showing me that you can do this. It's like, if Wheeler said, hey, reach in your right pocket and give me what's in it. I said, I can't. And I reach in my left pocket. Like, so you can reach in your pocket, huh? Like you can release files.
Yes.
Just like that at the drop of a hat. Boom. Here's 270,000 pages of MLK.
Barring things that have been sealed by a court.
Yeah. So you're telling me you can do it. You're right. Just not going to do it. So much stuff. You guys will get this. It seems to me in life, not only does nothing last forever, but nothing lasts that long. You got a new favorite television show, count to 10, you'll be tired of it. You got a new person, you got a new this, you got a new that. Like, we get really bored with stuff. I'm beginning to think that Donald Trump is nearing the end of his viable time. I know he's the president. He's going to be president for another 3.5 years. I get all that. But as far as like the shenanigans, like, did you watch the Nick Fuentes thing when he went off on Trump? I mean, went off. He said things I have never even thought of saying. And he was a huge supporter.
He went to Mar-a-Lago. He made a big deal out of it.
When that starts happening, I think it's kind of the beginning of the end.
Although maybe it's a good thing to lose the Nazis.
Yeah. That's the way I would play it. That's how I would play it.
Yeah. But he spent so much time appealing to exactly that type of person.
Well, because he wanted to get elected, right? I mean, think about how he works. He's very transactional. I will do or say what I need to get what I want. I want to be president. I need more votes. I can court these people who will definitely not vote for Kamala Harris, but they will vote for me if I can convince them that I'm going to do something for them, and then maybe I will, maybe I won't.
I don't think there's anyone dumb enough who really believed it when Trump said, I can knock the Gaza thing out in a day, and I can knock the Ukraine thing out in a day.
No.
But that being said, when you go from I can solve it in the first 24 hours to I'm throwing up my hands because I can't solve it, when you just keep getting disappointed like that, I know he's a different animal and rules don't apply the way it does to most other weird animals, but like you can only disappoint your people so many times until they're going to go, I think I've been duped. I think I've been sold a bill of goods.
Do you think most of the people that voted for him even cared about those two particular things that much?
No, I think there are two basic buckets of people who voted for him. I think there are the true believers who just love him and everything he stands for.
Yeah.
And let's go. And then I think there are well-to-do people who are conservative who could not even imagine voting for a Kamala Harris or any other Democrat.
Right.
And they just made the sign of the cross and hoped and prayed that he wouldn't go nutso. Those are the two groups I think we have.
Mm-hmm.
The people who held their nose and voted for him, I think, are very unhappy. And I just feel I have no data. It's just my gut. Everyone out there has a gut. My gut is that the true believers are starting to kind of get a little bit itchy.
Yeah, but again, so what? I haven't seen any polling specific to like 2024. What do you think are the two or three core things that his hardcore followers care the most about policy wise? I'm sure one of them is the border and immigration.
Yes,
right. So he's delivering on that with the way that ICE is doing what they're doing. I don't know how much of an impact it's actually making, but it's very there. It's very visible. It's
in your face.
Yeah, it's showing the people who voted for you, if they cared about that, look, I'm doing this thing.
Yes.
There's taxes, right?
Yes. Which he accomplished.
Which he has gotten. I don't think it's going to be what everyone like us normies hopes it will be. It won't be as good a deal for me as it will be for people that are really wealthy, and it's going to raise the debt. But that's still a thing, right? You're saying, see, the tax thing is going to happen. I don't know what else. What else is on the top of the list?
I think just the anti-woke thing.
He's doing on that too.
I think that was his number one thing.
Sure,
I really do.
If those are the big three, his core people are getting the things that they're wanting. They're seeing the things that they're wanting.
I'm going to repeat myself, but I think the people who were not in love with him,
right,
are probably like, yeah, check, check, check. Now just don't blow the whole thing up.
Stop being weird.
Stop being weird.
Yeah.
And the people who love the weird, I think, are the ones he is in more trouble with.
Oh, see, I almost feel like the group that's mad at him are people that are more on the edge anyway. Like, they really just jumped on because he started to embrace the QAnon stuff. Even if it was done humorously at live events, not necessarily going on screeds about, I believe this is happening, but just kind of referencing it, little tips of the cap, little nods, little signs about where we go one, we go all, like things like that. That probably brought in a group of people that's not big, but big enough to add to your vote total, because those people probably wouldn't vote at all if you don't do that.
And when I tell you, Kevin Wheeler, I'm going to make a promise to you, Kevin Wheeler, that I'm going to tell you everything there is to know about Andrew Stolz. And then later on, not only do I not do it, but I call you a weakling and a fool for even wanting to know that.
Yes.
That's a pretty big snapback.
Yeah,
I
agree.
That's not just disappointing someone. That's saying, you idiots, you weaklings.
Yep.
What's wrong with you? Why do you care about this? Well, you made me care about it.
Yeah, so now then I get to the question, as I'm following this through, just logically, does that group of people, because I don't know what percentage of his base that group is. What would you guys say? 10%?
20 maybe, tops.
Well, he's not running for election again.
Yeah.
Does he need those people?
Not anymore. Although I do think he likes being liked.
Oh, no, for sure, for sure. But I mean, is there a need for those people that helped him get what he wanted, which is back in the White House, right?
No, I don't think so.
And it wouldn't be the first time that people in that kind of a position running for president made promises that weren't kept.
Except for
every time.
I think there were a lot of people that weren't happy with a lot of Biden stuff because he didn't fulfill promises that were made.
Yes.
Except for the people that share those views who are now like elected officials, for example. Like we've seen Marjorie Taylor Greene start freaking out on Trump, start to turn on him. They're not really agreeing on stuff in the way that they used to because she was one of those people.
And we're only 6 months in. Hopes.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems impossible, doesn't
it? But could it all calm down?
Of course.
I mean, it's like the Epstein stuff. I mean, we know that it's just, like, from the first term, we know it's not going to calm down.
Although I don't think that that one's going to, quote unquote, go away.
Yeah,
I think there will be a resolution to it. I do. I think either they're going to release the documents and that'll be a resolution, or they're not going to and that'll be a resolution, because then people can go, okay, well, I'm pissed or I'm not pissed.
So did you see the thing today, too, where the DOJ is, quote unquote, contacting Ghislaine Maxwell?
Yeah. Let's talk about that when we come back. Rach being sick made me think about when I would be, I don't think she's faking, but when I would fake as a kid and the medicine my mom would give me was flat 7-Up. And for the first time in my life, when I was thinking about this today, I thought, I wonder if she knew I was faking and she just gave me flat soda, or if they really thought, like, this is going to help you. Like, that'd be a pretty good comeback. Like, oh, you're sick, are we, again? Here you go. Here's some warm flat soda.
Well, the belief was back then that like ginger ale and things would do that. Because I guess, well, I mean, ginger may still help settle a stomach, but I don't know that the carbonation, which is why they give it to you flat.
To this day, I can't drink 7-Up.
Really?
Because that was my sick drink.
7-Up is my go-to, like, tummy settler with the carbonation.
Yeah, but to me, it's inextricably tied to feeling nauseated.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my parents would do Sprite with the bubbles stirred out. Same concept, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, in those cases, probably more the sugar that would be calming. I don't think
there was science.
Well, I mean, I don't.
But not a lot of science.
I know there is for ginger ale, though. Like, I know that that's a thing because ginger can help calm the stomach, and I don't know how much is in there that could actually matter.
Oh, look at that. Ozzy
Osbourne. Oh, no.
Oh,
wow.
Dead at 76.
Holy crap.
Ozzy Osbourne passed away.
Not that it's totally. I mean, he's been really sick for a while, but. Yeah, man, that's just after the big reunion
after
show.
The reunion.
Yeah, that just happened like what, a week ago. And a half ago?
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
I mean, again, given his life and his illnesses and all of that, it's not totally shocking, but it did. We hadn't heard that it was coming this close.
No.
I hadn't seen anything, and I follow that world pretty closely. I hadn't seen anything saying, you know, Ozzy near the end or friends are worried or
and
whatever.
I didn't see his vinyl show, but from what I heard, it was pretty good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But again, he wasn't.
I know he was like sitting in his throne.
Right, and he wasn't on every show. Like, it was a, you know, cast of people. Yes. It wasn't like he was doing a full hour show on, you know, as a part of the band, but wow. Not super shocking, but still a little surprised given that there wasn't much word leaking out about it.
Well, R.I.P. Ozzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. So if you're just tuning into the show, Ozzy Osbourne, rock icon, has died at the age of 76. So sad. I mean, he means something to everyone in my generation. You know, for me, it's trying out for my very first band when I was 14 years old, a band called Raw Toast. Thank you very much. And not knowing any popular music, because I was listening to like Soft AC back then, and they were playing like Crazy Train or something like that. And I had to pick it up and play it on the spot. Like, just everyone has a memory. Wheels has probably hit you pretty hard, being such a big metal guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big fan of Oz, but you kind of knew it was coming soonish, right? I mean, he's had a lot of illnesses. He had the ATV accident a few years ago and had a hard time getting around. Parkinson's, plus all of the, you know, alcohol and drugs. Like, it's not shocking that it happened, But it does drive it home. I mean, this is a guy, I posted it on Twitter. I mean, this is a guy that influenced multiple generations of people in the music business.
For sure.
And entertained how many tens of millions of people?
Yes.
I mean, that's a massive impact.
It's a life worth living. Yeah.
And again, one of my all-time favorites, man. And that's one of the guys that, you know, again, not a perfect person. He's not a guy who's
no one is.
Off the stage life you want to emulate. But he also seemed like a good guy, though. Like, yeah, flawed, but not a bad guy. He had good parents. He loved his parents. You know, took great care of his kids once he got clean.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think he was by any means a bad guy, but certainly had his flaws.
Yeah. Speaking of good guys, we have Scotty Warman from FanDuel joining us. Hello, Scott.
You know, you guys probably think this is crazy, but I believe downstairs in my basement, this abode, I have a Bark at the Moon album.
Nice. That's an underrated record, too, man. That one's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You should pour yourself a bourbon and listen to that thing tonight.
Okay, I probably will.
I got to tell you, I'll be
Heinrich record player.
I'll definitely be going through some Ozzy on the way home today for sure.
Yeah, we'll play some for you here on the show. So,
of course, the famed picture when he got arrested in Memphis and he had the Blues jersey on.
Iconic. Absolute classic. Absolute classic.
Yeah.
So, Wheels, let me throw this to you. I'm going to let you handle this, primarily not only because you know more about baseball than I do, but because you heard Ollie on Gas House Gang, and I did not.
Yeah, some interesting stuff, obviously, today, Scotty, and it wasn't just Ozzy. Ollie. That's a weird transition. Ozzy was texting us last night about McGreevy. But, you know, last night after the game, Ollie Marmol mentioned that, actually, even before the game, he said he hoped it wasn't a temporary stay for McGreevy. After the game last night, Wilson Contreras was very emphatic in making the case that McGreevy should stay. Pajes seconded that amongst guys in the clubhouse. And then today on the Gas House Gang, Ollie got into that again with the boys. And it's like, yep, he's doing the job every time. We want to keep him. And it's going to be fascinating to see. I don't know how you don't. I mean, at this stage, this close to the deadline, with him outperforming at least 60% of your rotation, I don't know how he doesn't stick around.
I thought the last time, honestly, Wheels, that he got called up, that he was going to stay. So I was a little surprised that he was sent back down. But after what he did last night, I mean, you talk about injecting a team that needed some life after what transpired over the weekend in Arizona, just from a pitching standpoint. And you think about it, I was just talking to one of my cohorts today, earlier, and the misplay out in the outfield where the first run was scored by the Rockies. He could have wilted in that mile high city, in that mile high air. You know how the ball can travel, but he stayed focused the whole time and gave you seven innings at Coors Field. So, yeah, I'm glad not only Ollie speaking up, but even some of his teammates, because I think he's earned his right to stick with this roster.
Guys, what would be the reason to send him down? In whose best interest is that?
Eric Fetty and Miles Michaelis. I mean, the only reason to send him down would be a bad reason. And the bad reason would be we don't have a space in the rotation for him. But that, I mean, you do. I mean, you have three starters that are struggling badly. Two of them are gone at the end of the year, and you're flailing right now. And so if you're trying to be good, if you're actually trying to gain ground before the deadline, shouldn't a guy that's better than three-fifths of your rotation be making some starts in that time period to make it possible that you buy instead of sell?
Well, let me add to that, too, Dave. What Kev is saying is the fact that the one thing that you could have them, they could come back and say, well, you're short a bullpen arm right now. So, but I don't. The guy has handled this thing about as professionally as you can throughout being up and down all season long, and he's performed every single time. But the other part of it, Kevin, is this. Regardless, as we lead to the trade deadline, a lot of rumors about at least Fetty maybe being on the block, what have you. But when you're trying to probably watch the amount of innings that Matthew Liberatore is pitching because he's already exceeded, maybe this is the perfect time to go to that six-man rotation that, you know, we've discussed a few times here this season.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to require some more shuttling because you're going to need to you're going to need to move guys in and out more often to make sure you have innings coverage. But also, and that's a little more complicated now because Riley O'Brien's been so good.
You know, he really has.
I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday with us, Dave, but I brought it up on the Redbird Rush Hour. So, counting last night, In his last 22 innings, he's allowed two runs.
Wow.
With 24, 25 strikeouts. So he's basically allowed nothing for 2 months. Mm-hmm. And he's really not, you can't put him on that shuttle anymore. Like, he needs to be where he is. Because he's been performing, and he's a guy that couldn't help you next year for sure.
Are we still thinking we're going to get something for Fetty? Because I gave up on that.
I'll be honest with you, man. If the logic is you're hoping that you're just keeping him around to trade him, who's trading for that? I would claim today that if you put him on waivers today, he would clear waivers. Because nobody would want to pay the whatever $3.5 million that you owe him for the rest of the year. They'd rather let him clear waivers, and then, sure, somebody would sign him for the minimum. Send him to AAA, by the way, to get right, and then bring him up if he gets right. I can't imagine somebody's going to go, here's something of value for Eric Fetty.
I can't either.
Or here, we'll take the money. They see what we see, man. I mean, they're looking at this going, all right, ERA's creeping up to 5. All of his numbers say it's actually worse than that. Like, I don't see another team being fooled into, oh, yeah, we'll give you something for him, even if it's taking the money.
Thinking about that Sunday night game in Chicago where Ollie just pulled the trigger early. Remember, he pulled it, what was it, the second inning?
Yep.
He was like, I want to give my team at least a chance to win. And so how many times do you have to go to the well like that before, again, we talked about the domino effect day where you don't get a lot of innings from your starters. Well, that's going to wreak havoc eventually on your bullpen as well. And we just saw this over the weekend until McGreevy last night. I mean, you had guys that were barely lasting into the fifth inning, and you're even talking about your ace in Sonny Gray, who had his worst outing of the year on Saturday. I think to add to that is, you know, with the Sonny Gray start on Saturday, it shows the importance when it becomes Sonny Gray and Matthew Liberatore's turn, because you have other guys in the rotation that aren't meeting their expectations at all. So if they hit a bump in the road, let's face it, none of us are perfect, right? Yeah. So Sonny Gray's going to have a bad start. Well, then that expounds everything else into even a bigger situation, because you got a guy like Sonny Gray who you're hoping throws an ace performance each and every time. Well, that's not even humanly possible. So
yeah.
it really puts an interesting scenario in the whole thing. And just to add one more thing is, you got Andre Pallante, who hasn't been pitching very well either. Let's face it, Wheels. I mean,
he's struggling,
and he's one of those guys you almost want to send down. But you know, you're in this situation right now where I don't think they can afford to even send down Pallante. It's a really interesting situation, that's for sure.
See, here's the hard part though. Like, if you're going to keep all six guys and keep them as starters, there is nobody else to shuttle. There's no spot that you could even use for that except Riley O'Brien. But as I pointed out, he's been too good. But you can't do that with Helsley, King, Leahy, Maton. You know, like there are just too many guys that are either contractually locked in or they're good, and you need them here. So it's only a week and a half until the deadline, and a lot of this could get sorted by then. But I think a short-term solution could be what you're talking about, Scotty, is you send Pallante down, and you call up a reliever, and then you keep using that spot to shuttle in, you know, the way they've been doing it, right? You get a fresh arm up here all the time when you need it. Let Pallante go get right. Because, again, if it were me, I would already have moved on from Fetty or Miles, like one or both. But I know it's not my call. So if they're not willing to do that, then the easiest move is Pallante's struggling. Go get some work in for a week or two, because it's not going to be that long. It's only going to be until the trade deadline. Go get a couple starts in Memphis. We'll use the bullpen the way that we have, and the guy that's outperforming you is keeping the spot in the major leagues. And then hopefully they will come to their senses and do something with the other two guys after the deadline.
So we only have a couple minutes here, Scotty, but we don't talk about this much on the DGS. Let's just say that we stay about where we are. We don't go on a run. We don't crap the bed. What sort of position is Ollie in towards the end of this season?
I think it's a great question, honestly. I think Ollie has taken this team, and they have outperformed everyone's expectations until at least the last few weeks. But just the style of play, I think, as we've all discussed throughout the better part of this 2025 season. But, you know, ultimately, that's up to the new president of baseball operations, Chaim Bloom. And does Chaim want to stick with the guy who's familiar with, you know, some of the guys that will be coming back? Or does he want to turn a new page? I can't answer the question, Dave, but I think it's a great question to be had. How the new president of baseball operations is not only going to handle things from a roster standpoint, but also from a coaching standpoint. Will we see massive changes with a new guy coming in and running the show? I think this offseason could be really, really interesting for this ball club for sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, and the thing is, I would be shocked if Heim Bloom's evaluation of Ollie is based on the team's record. Heim Bloom's on the inside. He knows what's going into the roster decisions, what they're doing with all of that. He's not looking at this and saying, why isn't the manager getting more out of this starting rotation? Well, the rotation stinks. You know, I mean, 3/5 of it stinks. You know, and he understands that. If there's a change there, it's going to simply be hiring his guy. Right. When you become the boss,
exactly.
You don't want to take the risk, I wouldn't think. And maybe he does. Maybe he loves Ollie. We have no idea. He may love Ollie and see in him a guy that with his influence and a different front office would be doing the things the way that he likes them done. So we don't know that. But if there's a change, it's most likely just, well, I don't want the previous guy there because then if I have to make a move in a year, now I'm slowing down the process of getting things moving in my tenure.
That is exactly. Scott Warman. Scotty, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Great to chat.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 152, RIP Ozzy Osbourne. If you're just tuning in, it's crazy, isn't it? Two days ago, Ozzy Osbourne and Malcolm Jamal Warner were both alive, and now they're gone.
Yeah.
And we all have a death waiting for us out there. Maybe it's in hospice, surrounded by your family, and it's gentle. Maybe it's a car accident. But we all got one. And it's some of us are more obsessed with it than others, but everyone at some point has to sort of catch your breath. You know, the whole someone just walked across your grave thing, and just the mortality I mean, we're all dealing with it.
Yeah.
And in a way, we're all pretending not to, or acting out in ways that helps us to stave off the thought of death.
Sure. I mean, but like, what
are you going to do?
I say, that's it, right? The only thing you can do is just enjoy what you're doing while you can.
Yeah.
You know, the Aussie
thing. Try not to do stuff that leads to an early death.
Exactly, right? See, like, that's the thing. The Aussie thing is not shocking. Like, you knew he was in bad health and he's lived a rough life and all that. The one that's a little more surprising and hits you is, like, Malcolm Jamal Warner. That's like, that guy's my age.
Just vacation with his family.
Yeah, he was healthy. It's not like some weird thing happened and all of a sudden, boom. That's the one that's a little freakier.
Yeah.
But, again, what was he doing? He was doing something he liked.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, on vacation with the family, I don't know the specifics of what led to the drowning, but I mean, you know, I mean, like in the lead up to that, you're just doing normal human things.
Mm-hmm. And so devastating to his family.
Yeah.
His family was there. I'm sure they were witnessing it. And
yeah, that's, I mean, it's in all ways, that stuff is just awful.
It was weird to hear Cosby. Did you guys hear him?
No.
And did he have
CBS
to say?
Interviewed him?
Oh.
And which I didn't think they would. I thought he was beyond toxic. Yeah. I didn't think there was any situation where you would bring Bill Cosby onto your airwaves. Mm-hmm. But they did. And he was very Cosby, and he was very confident. I don't like a confident Bill Cosby.
I get what Same. You're saying. Yeah. I get what you're saying. Maybe should have been more sheepish.
A little more demure.
A little contrite, maybe. Yeah.
But he was just like, oh, this is my time to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care for that one bit.
No. There's a vibe about that. Like, it's hard for me to discount that many accusations.
Sure.
I can believe you're like, okay, one or two, and you're like, oh, people made stuff up to come get me. I'm not necessarily going to believe it, but it's at least plausible. But when it's dozens of people, it's like, okay.
And it's the same MO.
And it's the same exact thing, right? It's like, okay.
Like, what are the chances that many dozens of people said that you drug them and took advantage
of them?
And
had enough evidence to bring to court.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. It's just like the Sean Combs thing. Same idea, right? You're like, okay, with that many people, like, come on. It's not, like, made up.
And that's why, like, in a court of law, innocent until proven guilty, then you have the court of public opinion, and that is what it is.
Right.
People they have every right to their opinion.
Yeah.
And they're going to have it whatever you do.
Yep.
Politics, this kind of thing.
Yep.
So.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.